Proclamation number 7128 of 23rd of May, 1958. Right vessels of the Spirit enjoy God's protection. You are given much enlightenment, your knowledge expands and it is possible for you to grasp the correlations, just as you are also able to pass on your own knowledge to your fellow human beings in an understandable way. Hence you have become vessels which contain wisdom, and as a human being you have been trained for a certain teaching activity, because a certain purpose is also connected with it, to exercise your office as bearers of light in the midst of darkness, to bring a light to your fellow human beings who walk along in darkness, which shall illuminate their path of earthly life. For this mission I have chosen suitable servants for myself, for not every human being can fulfill such a task which requires certain prerequisites. For this mission is urgently necessary, after all, the darkness which is spread across the earth is so dense that unusual means have to be used in order to break through it. And such an unusual means is when I myself can speak to people, which, however, can no longer happen directly due to people's low spiritual state, but only through mediators who make this address possible and then pass on again what they have heard. And it is precisely this mediation for which I chose suitable people on earth and will keep choosing them until the end in order to still give light to those who want to accept it. It is an unusual gift of grace which people are allowed to receive, but even such a gift of grace could not be conveyed to earth if people on earth would not declare themselves willing to receive it and also fulfill the conditions under which such a reception is possible. And this willingness, which is to take place without any coercion, is also highly valued by me, for a person can now contribute towards the fact that many more souls will find their way to me, that I will still win them back before the end, that they will therefore be saved from eternal ruin. And therefore I will also bless this person's will and activity and grant him my spiritual and earthly protection. For I need all of you who are willing to serve me. I need you as mediators, for you stand in the midst of a dark world and yet all people shall have contact with the kingdom of light, which constantly wants to let the light shine into the darkness but can only pour itself into suitable vessels. But if it is possible to kindle a light, then the light bearer will also be surrounded with protection and care so that his light will not go out and the darkness on earth will once again become impenetrable. You humans cannot measure the struggle for every single soul on earth on the part of the beings of light which are active on my behalf. Nor can you measure what the recovery of a single soul already means to me and how grateful every single soul is for its rescue from the night of death. You, my servants, now possess the right means. You possess light in all abundance. You have been chosen by me myself for your mission. How can you doubt that you could be indispensable to me? Is not all power at my disposal when it comes to keeping you fit for your task? Wherever this light shines and is therefore also evaluated according to my will, my power can and will also express itself so that my servants can also fulfill their mission. For people need help. Help which does not force them to believe but which is nevertheless unusual because I myself provide it through my servants. And I also know when a mission is to be considered finished. But it will not be finished an hour earlier, for it is the time of the end which demands unusual help which only I can and will bring to humanity because I love all my living creations and want to help them attain beatitude. Amen.